Chris and Kelly K Morning Show.
Turn it up.
On 99.7 DJX.
Family Secret Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. So what's your family secret?
All right, look. I'm going to be honest. First of all, it's not even my family. But I got to get this off my chest because it's a little weird. Okay?
Okay.
A buddy of mine, he wanted to get, like, you know, the old snip, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, the vasectomy kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
I made and, my husband get the old
I don't know
snip
why
snip.
We whisper that, but...
okay.
All right.
All right. So, you know, his wife wanted to get off birth control. So, of course, you know, he went for the surgery. You know, he got the whole thing, got a few days off of work. He sat on the couch for a few days, had, you know, had the ice pack on top of everything. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
You know, everything was all good.
Yep.
Except the thing is, like, he told me he faked everything.
Wait, faked getting the snip
so
snip?
He didn't actually go through with it.
Right. Like, he showed up, and look, man, I would freak out, too. I kind of understand, but he said he freaked out, all right? And then I guess he couldn't tell his wife about it, and he pretty much lied to her.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This could, you know what? She could find out in a real unexpected way when she gets pregnant again.
Well, see, that, like, honestly, that thing, that's the thing. You know, she really could get pregnant, you know, and this is the position I'm in. Like, do I tell her? How do I tell her? I
mean, that is not your position.
Yeah, I could also see how that could drive a wedge between you and your buddy, too.
Yeah. I think your job is to encourage your buddy to come clean. I mean, he's got to tell her. It's his wife.
Wait, he hasn't. And honestly, I've had this conversation with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want, look, I don't want to be like, you know, like a narc or anything like that, and be telling his wife, oh, you know, what's going on, and like really just sell him out. I don't want to do that, but man, come on, you know, this is his wife, and he's lying to her. He's only told me. I figured this would be something you would tell your wife. You know what I mean?
Well, yes. No, I get it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're already getting people texting us, 502-571-9970, how you can maybe approach this situation. Remind your friend that if she does get pregnant, he won't have to get snipped. She'll do it for him. No jury's going to blame her. And then the follow-up text from the same number. Oh, I just texted the wrong number the first time, and I sent that. Awkward. So someone else got that text.
Like,
what? What are you even talking about? Rachel.
Yeah, I think this is a job for Steve. Your phone tap's on.
Oh, Steve Jones.
Oh, yes.
Steve Jones. Call him and act like you're from his wife, you know, doctor, saying that there's a pregnancy test, and make him freak out because he's lied.
I actually did that very same scenario to Angie Fenton, who's on... Her husband.
He needs to be outed somehow.
Rachel, it's funny. We just got a text message from someone else that said, maybe Steve Jones needs to call the wife.